Now, he's a little shy sometimes, so we have to say, come on out, Gabby. So on the count of three, we're going to say together, come on out, Gabby. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Come on out, Gabby.
Here I am. How you doing there, good looking?
Hi, Gabby. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Really good.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited.
How you doing there, cowboys and cow cooties?
Cow cooties?
Yeah, that's what the girls have, is cow cooties. What are we going to do today, Brother Walker? What are we going to do today?
Well, we're having chapel right now.
I know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Let's play Cops and Robbers. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Gabby, we're not here to play Cops and Robbers.
Okay. I got an idea.
What's that?
Let's play Cops and Robbers. Woo! Woo! Gabby,
we're not here to play Cops and Robbers. We're having chapel.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, how about if I teach them?
Oh, that'd be good. You teach them something.
I'm going to teach them how to play Cops and Robbers. Woo! Woo! Gabby, we're not here to play Cops and Robbers. But I want to play Cops and Robbers.
Why do you want to play Cops?
Because I want to be a policeman when I grow up. By the way, you're under arrest, buddy.
Under arrest?
Yeah. You're breaking the law.
How's that?
For being so ugly.
Gabby, now that's not very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what else I'm going to be whenever I grow up?
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah. You look sick. You look like you need a shot. Don't you boys over here think he needs a shot, a great big long shot? A shot? Yeah, and you need a brain transplant too.
Gabby, I don't need a shot or a brain transplant.
I know what I'm going to be. If I can't be a policeman, if I can't be a doctor, I'm going to be a teacher. Oh, she got me.
Gabby. Gabby.
Yeah?
Nobody got you.
I'm okay. I've been healed. I'm going to be a faith healer. That's what I'm going to be.
Now, Gabby,
you better watch it, lady. She's dangerous back there. Going to shoot me. Scared me to death.
Now, Gabby, why are you going to be... You said you wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah, I'm going to be a teacher. Pardon me, student. You seem to be in the wrong class. This is the third grade. The nursery is down the hall.
I don't belong in the nursery. Gabby, my goodness, you are...
Well, if I can't be a teacher, I'm going to be a cowboy. Yee-haw! Right on, cowboy! And you get to be the cow I'm going to brand.
Gabby, I don't want to be a cow.
You smell like one. Have you ever thought about taking a bath?
Now, Gabby, you are not being very nice. Now, listen here. You shouldn't be so worried about what you're going to be when you grow up. The important thing is that you're just willing to do whatever God wants you to do. See? And you pray about it. Don't worry about it right now. Now's not the time.
So you mean they don't have to know what they're going to be when they grow up?
Nope, they don't have to know.
Well, that's pretty neat. What are you going to be when you grow up?
Now, Gabby, I am a preacher, an evangelist. That's for sure. And God will let them know what they need to be whenever that they grow up. God will let them know. The important thing is that they're willing to do whatever God wants them to be. Okay?
Okay, well, before we go, can I do one thing?
Okay, what's that?
Let's play Cops and Robbers! Woo! 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 Gabby!
Gabby, we're not here to play cops and robbers. Now, we need to get on here with the program. So can you say goodbye to the boys and girls?
Okay. Well, I'll see you later. Goodbye, boys. Goodbye, cootie-infested girls. Now, Gabby. That red-headed girl down there, she's winking at me. She threw me a kiss. No, not Gabby. She likes me. No, Gabby, she does not. Yes, she does. At least, I got hair. I got hair. I'm a hairy man. I'm strong, too. Watch this. I'm strong.
Oh, Gabby, we don't have time for this.
Yeah, I am. I'm strong, real strong. I can do 10 pull-ups. Watch this. Here we go. 1. 3. 7. 10. I did it. I did it. 10 pull-ups. I'm strong. I'm strong. I can out-shoot. I can out-ride. I can out-rope and out-brand any hombre this side of the Rio Grande. Yee-haw! She loves me.
Oh, Gabby. Gabby, Gabby, Gabby. You're not here to find a girlfriend. She's not even interested in any boys till she gets 35. Her daddy said she couldn't get married till she got 35.
She looks like she's 34 right now.
Gabby.
She's got red hair. I like redheads. Now, Gabby.
Gabby. Now, leave her alone.
Okay.
Now, can you say goodbye to the boys and girls?
Goodbye. See y'all later. Hasta la vista. See you later, alligator. Adios. Honolulu. And all them good goodbye words. Goodbye.
See you later. We're glad to get rid. I know. Goodbye, Gabby. And see you later. And it's wonderful to be here. Now it's time for the preaching. That's the most important time in any service. So sit up straight. Let's see, if you have your Bible, put it on your lap or on the side. Don't play with it. Don't do anything else with it. There you go. Okay. Brother Walker, they're all ready for you.
Oh, are they? Now, Miss Retta, I want you watching. I've got a couple candy bars here to give away. Wow. It says Faith Baptist Academy. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence and sing. I got 2 candy bars to give away, and so can you help me watch for the best behaved? That's for sure. All right. She's going to be watching for the best behaved, the best of all the rest. I'm going to read you a verse here from the book of Jeremiah. The Bible says in Jeremiah, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak. I'm a child. And the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go into all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. He says, See, I have set thee this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the day, this chapel time. I pray you will help the boys and girls to learn some things that help them to be better for you. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Now sit up straight, looking right up here. Boy, Miss Loretta, they're all being good. This is going to be a tough one here, that's for sure, about choosing who is the best. The Lord was speaking to Jeremiah. What was the preacher's name? What was his name?
Jeremiah.
God was talking to Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, I've got a job for you to do. And he said, before you was even born, I knew what I was going to have you do. Because God knows everything. He said, I knew you before you were born. Because I had it all planned out. And God says, I planned that whenever that you grow up, you're going to be a preacher. And he says, these are some things. I've got a job I want you to do. And he says, and I don't want you to be afraid. Because he says, I'll be with you. I'm going to help you. I've set things up. Boy, God has a plan. And just like God's got a plan, had a plan for Jeremiah, God's got a plan for you. God had a plan for me, Mr. Retta. Yeah, God had a plan for each and every one of us. He's got something. He's got a job he wants you to do that nobody else can do. And you might not think you're very special. You might not think you might be able to do much, but he's got a job for you. And God says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of what other people might say. He says, I'm going to take care of it. So I don't know what the Lord might have and want you to do. Mr. Ed, did you get my balloons? Oh, there's my balloons. Okay, good. I got a red balloon here. Let's see here. And I'm going to need... let's see here. How about... I guess I'm going to need a girl. Mr. Ed, is there a girl out there that you could have come up here and hold this red balloon for me? I'm going to tie this thing up. I can tie it. You got one that you've seen that's being real good. You can come up here. Yeah. The second row on the end next to the teacher. All right, come on up here. What's your name? Bethany. All righty, Bethany. Yeah, if I get this thing here tied. You know, I don't know what the Lord has got for Bethany to do. But maybe, just maybe, let's see here, he might want her to be a missionary. I don't know. He might want her to be a missionary who has a heart for people. So let's see here. Step over here on this side. Hold this red heart there. We got a red heart. And that's going to represent a missionary, somebody that loves people, somebody, maybe a missionary that the Lord might want to send to a foreign country that's never heard about Jesus. Now, the Lord might want her to be a missionary, might want to send her to a foreign country and to teach boys and girls about Jesus and teach them stories about the Bible. Boy, I've got a lot of friends that are missionaries on the foreign field, and they take the gospel to folks that have never heard. That might be what the Lord would have for Bethany. I don't know. But you know what? The important thing is that she is willing to do it. And she's like, okay, Lord, whatever you want me to be, that's what I want to be. If somebody asks, if they say, hey, who do you want to be when you grow up? You know what the right answer is? I want to be, not like Gabby was saying, I'm going to be a policeman. I'm going to be a cowboy. No, I want to be what God wants me to be. Now, I would like to be this, if that's what God wants me to be, but whatever God wants me to do, that's what I want to do. And wherever he wants me to go, that's where I'm going to go. Whatever he wants me to say, that's what I'm going to say. Maybe the Lord might want her to go to a place they've never heard about Jesus and have a bunch of people get saved, and she could be a big help to, maybe she's going to have to get married and marry a missionary husband. She's going to need a missionary husband. And it's hard to tell what the Lord has got for Bethany. But it could be a missionary. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe. Let's see here. I'm going to need somebody else, Ms. Loretta, to help me out. Let's see here. How about a boy? We need a boy on this one. All right. Let's see. Okay, good. What's your name? Jaquan. Nice to meet you, Jaquan. How old are you? Eight. 8 years old. Man, I was eight one time. It could be for a whole year I was 8 years old. That's right. And let's see here. Twist this balloon like this. And let's see here. This thing's about like this. Oh, no, no. Got to get a little bit more. Okay. And let's see here. We got to do this. And we got to get him some legs. This, and let's see here, we got to give him a body, and we got to give him another set of legs, and right here, and let's see here, okay, let's see if we can give him a little tail. Stay there. Ah. Come on. Tail don't want to stay. I'm trying to give him a pretty little puffy tail. Stay right there. His tail doesn't want to cooperate. Stay. Okay. this right here. You know what this is? This is a puppy dog. You know what the dogs are known as? A dogs are known for being man's best friend. Hold my dog there for me. Fido. Hold him, Fido. Now, Fido here is known as man's best friend. Would you know what? The Bible says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Of course, our best friend, Jesus, could be our best friend because he loves us more than anybody else. And you know what? Somebody that's a real friend to somebody, like a dog. We've got a little puppy dog. His name is Jack. He's little bitty Jack Russell. And he loves people. And you know what? People refer to dogs as man's best friend. Well, you know, the best friend you got, other than Jesus, is that person who loves to tell others about Jesus and get people saved. Boy, that's a good friend. Somebody comes up and that person that won you to Jesus, that's a good friend. Why, you know, the best friend that you could ever be is to take somebody to heaven with you. It could be the Lord wants you, and I know that God wants each and every one of you to be a soul winner, to be a best friend to man, to be able to take people to heaven with you. It could be, I know boys and girls that have won and been great soul winners and have won people to the Lord. And I had a little girl came up to me one day. She said, "Hey, Brother Walker, guess what?" She said, "I won my neighbor to the Lord." We was out playing in the yard in the sandbox, and I got to talking to her, and she got saved and told me all about it. And the next night at church, she brought her friend with her, and she was so excited, and I talked to her friend, and sure enough, she won her friend to the Lord. And I thought, boy, young lady, that's the best friend you got, is that one that told you about Jesus. The Lord might want you to be a best friend to some people and tell them about Jesus. I need a boy. I need another boy, Mrs. Redda. Yeah, give me another boy. This one. Let's see. Okay. That one right there? You sure? Watch it. Okay. Let's see here. Could be that. We can't have you with a deformed sword, can we? Of course, it could be a dog. Anyway, okay. That's not going to work. We got to have you a sword. I'm going to make this orange balloon. It's going to be a sword for me if I can keep it popping. And it could be, if the Lord might want, what's your name right here? Who? Who? I can't hear you. What? Nick? How old are you, Nick? I'm messing up your sword, Nick. You don't mind, do you? There it is. Could be the Lord wants you to be an Oscar Mayer wiener sausage here, okay? No, we got to get this fixed right. All right? Could be the Lord might want him to be a preacher and carry the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit. That might be what the Lord wants you to do. There we go. Now we got to give you a good sword here, straightened out. Okay. Okay, here we go. Now you stand up over here, hold my sword. That's your sword, all right? He's got a sword here. Lord might want him to be a preacher and to hold the sword of the Spirit, which is the Bible, our weapon. And the Lord might want him to be a preacher like Brother Angel, or a preacher like Brother Don, or maybe a preacher like Brother Ben. Who knows? The Lord might want him to be a preacher man and to take the gospel and to teach people how to live and what the Bible says. And the important thing is that he's willing to do it. Okay, Lord, because if God wants him to be a preacher, God will make him a preacher. If God wants her to be a missionary and have a heart to see foreign people and foreign souls saved, if the Lord wants this boy to be the best soul winner in the church with God's help, he can do it. And he can be a best friend to people and love people, make people feel loved. And he could be somebody that, boy, he just seems like he brings visitors to church all the time. It could be, Mr. Red, I need a girl, a little girl. I need a little girl. Okay. All righty. I know her. I think I know who her dad is. I think I do. Okay, anyway. Okay, all righty, good. What's your name? Cherith? Have you had that name all your life? Have you? Okay, good. Just one. How old are you, Cherith? 8. All righty. Let's see here. Over there. Cherith, you come right up here, fill this button. Okay. Now I got a little pink balloon. Let's see. What can we make this one into? How about... Yeah, that's about right.
And how about, let's see here, and how about, okay, we have got here, we have got, this is Jared, our jumping mouse, okay? This is a jumping mouse. Oh, there it goes. It works. We've got a little jumping mouse. He might seem like, well, you pull his tail. Ooh, see how that works? Hold your finger like that. You drop him down through. And then you pull his tail. And then you go. Now, this little bee mouse. Oh, wait, it can't be Jared. It's got to be Jill. Jill, the jumping mouse, okay? Hold on to my little mouse there. She might think, well, what am I? I'm just this little bitty old mouse. And insignificant and small, and nobody cares about me. But you know what? God can use things that nobody else can use. God can take little things, and He can use them to be great things. God took a little things through the Bible. He used a little lad's lunches one day, didn't he? He used Gideon, who was a mighty man of valor, and he was hiding and afraid. Well, we can go through the Bible and look at the little things that God used. And a lot of times people think, well, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. What can I do? But you know what? God can use each and every one of you. You might think, well, I can't play the piano. I can't play an instrument. I can't sing songs. I can't do things, and everybody else can. But you know what? God can use anybody. And the important thing is that you're willing to be whatever God wants you to be. What are you going to be when you grow up? Well, God might want you to be a layman in the church and run a bus route and just be a friend and see people saved. God might want you to just be like this little mouse that seems like, well, what can I do? But I tell you what, this little mouse right here, He can make people laugh. He can put smiles on people's faces. God might want you to maybe be a fun children's worker. Yeah, He might want you to preach at junior church like Brother Don does and play games with kids and make kids laugh. That's what He might want you to do. He might want you to be a preacher like Brother Angel and carry the sword of the Spirit. He might want you to be a missionary to go to the foreign field. But the important thing is that you're willing to do it. Lord, I want to go where You want me to go. I want to do what You want me to do. And God can do great things with people that will let Him. Now, my helpers have been a good job today, Miss Loretta. They have. They've done really good. And so you get to keep those balloons and you can go back to your seat. Let's give them a big hand. Good job. All right. Miss Loretta, have you been watching for the best behave? Have you? All right. I got two candy bars here. All right. Who's the girl? Right this moment. Oh, that one? Are you sure? Okay, this girl's sitting in the second row, and she has got hair, and she's got two eyeballs. Come on up. But she's in the second row, and she has glasses. I wonder who that is. All right, come on down. You win. That girl with glasses. Oh, there is? Oh, but it was that one that was standing up, though, right? Okay. She told me which one it was, and I'm sorry. Bethany's glasses blended into her face. Okay, I couldn't see. She's so pretty. All right. Now, you get your choice. Which one do you want? That's my favorite. Don't take it. Okay, good job. And the boy is? On my right side? Front row? Right there? The first one? Oh, he's my buddy. He's part of the Redhead Fellowship of America. All right, come on down, buddy. You get this last one. Give him a big hand. Good job. Okay, now we got time to play a real quick game. We are going to play Good Guys, Bad Guys. This is a cowboy game. You are going to like it. And we are going to need, and we're going to ask you some questions. And you're going to have to be paying close attention. And if you get the answer right for the question, then you get to come up and play the game. And we have got some genuine, real, artificial, fake $100 bills right here. Yes, indeed. And let's see here, Miss Loretta. Okay, she's getting her pulled down. Now, this is what's going to happen. Ask you a question. Whoever's got the right answer, okay? If you get the right answer, you get to come up and play. And we've got to have a banker. Let's see here. I need a banker. Need a banker. Let's see here. A banker. And you're going to have a banker for both sides, Miss Loretta. Okay. I tell you what. Let's see here. Miss Emily, can you help me? Can you be a banker? She's going to be a banker for this side. And let's see here. And Miss, and I forgot your name. Susan. Miss Susan. Thank you for helping my memory. Miss Susan could be the banker for this side, okay? Now, this is what's going to happen. I got to ask you a question. So if you know the answer, you jump up out of your seat, standing on your hind legs, if you know the answer, okay? The first one up, I'll get to call on you, okay? So here we go. I got to watch real close. Yes? Okay. Are you ready for that? Okay, good. All right, show us. Here it is. Those are the bad guys. These are bad guys. Okay? They're wanted. If you get a bad guy, then they have a reward of so many $100. Okay? Each one's different. Okay? Yeah. I'm not used to doing it because she usually runs this game.
I usually run this game, but we have to have somebody do the computer. If you get one of these bad guys, then you get the money, and you get a choice of deciding whether you want to try to find another bad guy or give your money in the bank. When it gets in the bank, it's safe. It's very safe. Okay? So the way that you get your find your bad guy is this.
Well, there we go.
Okay? You will choose. There's you can see a dividing line top and bottom. You'll choose a colored cowboy, and you'll say like yellow top or red bottom. You know, say that, and we'll know which one to choose. Then we'll click on that, and when we click on it, something will appear. Now, Brother Walker, if it's the first time they click on it and it's a good guy, it's okay because there's the sheriff's there, and sometimes the bad guys get white hats and they become good guys. If there's no reward for them, then you'll see what I'm saying. They're a good guy. If it's the first time you choose and you don't have any money, it's okay. But after you get money and after you choose some and you get some money in your hand, if you find a good guy, then you lose your money. If you find a good guy after you've got some money.
So they don't want to pick a good guy.
No, you want bad guys. You're trying to find a
bad guy.
But
they don't know which one is which.
Now, also, you cannot choose the same color more than two times in a row. Like if they choose bottom blue, then if they choose bottom blue again, then that's all. They can't choose it again.
Okay.
So that's how we play the game. And remember, when they stand up, they only got 5 seconds to answer the question. If you don't answer it after 5 seconds, we automatically give it to the opposite side. So you want to stand up only if you know the answer. Only if, are you going to have them stand up or raise your hand, Brother Walker?
Stand up.
Stand up. Okay. You only want to stand up if you know the answer. Then we don't call on anybody that makes any noise. Like, if you stand up and go, I know, then we don't call on you. So, let's try it, see how well they do. Okay, Brother Walker?
I'm ready.
Okay,
here we go. I'm looking. Who can tell me what book of the Bible was our message today from? Oh, I saw this drawer right here. My ready? Jeremiah. You got it. All right, come on down, Jeremiah. Okay, now let's see here. She gets to choose a color. Which color do you want? Top red. All right, Miss Loretta, top red. Oh, buzzard bow, $600. So one, come on up here. You can stand right up here. Two, three, four, hold them. Five and six, they're $600. Now, you can put it in the bank or you can choose again. And if you choose another color and it's a bad guy, you get that money. But if it's a good guy, you lose it. So would you like to choose again or put it in the bank? But, oh, she's playing it safe, isn't she? Okay, good. You can give it to Miss Emily. She's the banker for your side. All righty, good job. Next question. All righty. What did God want Jeremiah to be? Ooh, I saw this girl, Bethany, down here on the end. That's right, a preacher. All right, Bethany, good job. Come on up. And which color do you want, Bethany? Bottom blue. Oh, Connie Khan, $300. One, two, three. Now, do you want to choose again or do you want to bank it? Oh, she wants to bank it. They're playing it safe, aren't they? Okay, here we go. Next question. All right.
Who can tell me up on the platform what balloon figure was on the far right over here? Oh, wow. It looked like this fella in the blue was first. Yes, it was the puppy dog. All right, come on up here. And come right on up here, buddy, and pick you out a color. What color you want? Top purple. Oh, Devious Duke, 500. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, do you want to bank the money or do you want to keep going? Good. I was hoping somebody would. All right, here we go. Pick another color. Top yellow. Oh! In concert, sweet Sue.
Oh, I led him astray. I'm sorry.
He lost his money. You're supposed to go, aww. All right. Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. Man, I can't believe it. All righty. Here we go. Next question. Who can tell me what person did the red heart stand for? Oh, I saw this blonde-headed girl in the second row by the name of Angel. Okay, yes. Yes, and what was the heart? What person was the heart? A missionary. That's right. Come on down. Okay. Pick your color. Bottom green. Bottom green does not like you. Come on, green. Oh, there we go. Slim chance. $400. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, do you want to try again or you want to bank it? They're chicken that last time. Got them, didn't it? That does not happen every time, though. Very seldom does that happen. And now I got you all scared. Okay, next question. Who can tell me which person the sword represented? Oh, wow. I think this, it was tough. I tell you who I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose this boy in the blue shirt, blonde hair in the front row, right there. Who held the sword? What person was he? A preacher! Come on down. All right, buddy. Right, all right. Come on up here. You can come on up here next to Brother Walker. And which color? Which color do you want? Pick a color.
Any color. White one? Okay.
Whoa, Cactus Carl, 600. If they turn into a good guy, then you don't get anything. But since you hadn't had any money yet, we can let you choose again, okay? So, choose again. What's another color? Top purple. Oh, slim chance. 400. 1, 2, 3, 400. Now, do you want to put that in the bank or do you want to keep going? You want to put it in the bank? Oh, my goodness. He's scared. All right. Here we go. The next question. Are you ready? Who can tell me?
I didn't ask the question yet.
Who can tell me who the mouse represented? Oh, buddy, that was close. That was close. I tell you what. I saw this side up first, and I'm going to have to say this side, the person that I saw stand up first, was this boy in the white shirt right there. Yeah, I'm going to let you do it. Yeah, the mouse made him laugh, and the mouse made him laugh. And what did I say? What kind of person that mouse might be? Do you remember? Okay, yeah, like Brother Don, I did, yeah, okay. Like a children's worker running kids' church, right? Yeah, I said that, good. Come on up, buddy, and pick you out a color. $400. One, two, three, four. All right, there you go, buddy. Now, you want to try again? Okay, there's a bunch of money up there. Pick out another one. Color. Which color? Bottom red. Oh, slim chance. One, two, three, four. Okay, do you want to go again or bank it?
Go ahead, do it.
He wants to bank it, Mr. Ratty. He wants to bank it. Okay, here we go. Let's try one more question. All right. Are we ready? How much money we... Oh, they got to... Let's see. Bankers, why don't you count, see how much money you got here while I'm asking this next question. And we'll see who's ahead here. All righty. Who can remember what was the first thing that Gabby wanted to be? Oh, wow. That was close, but... just barely. These girls over here in the second row barely stood up. Just barely before the girls over here. And it's the girl in the middle with her hand up. You get to choose. A what? Yes, that's right. Come on down. Okay. All right. How much? How many dollars do y'all have? 700. How much? 1,800. Uh-oh. Well, since this is the last question, you're going to need to keep going. You're going to have to keep going. 1,800? 1,800. Whoa. So she's got to get to tie. And you said you had 700? So she's got to get $1,100 to tie. Is that right?
Yeah, 1,100.
Okay. Are you ready? She's got to get $1,100 just to tie. Let's see if she can do it. Okay, which color you want? Bottom brown. Sneaky Sam. A bonus, Mr. Ed. A bonus is 500 or what is it? 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa, that was a jackpot. Now, wow, that's 1,500. They already passed. They already passed in one question. You did that. How'd you do that? All right, now do you want to bank it or do you want to keep going? Bank it. Okay. So that means you all had 1,800, and you all are going to have 2,200, isn't it? No. Yeah, 2,200. 2,200, 1,700. Eight, I'm sorry, I keep wanting to say seven. Okay, so this side over here had the most money. You all win! All right, Mr. Adam. That means, okay, so the game is over. You all not only won the contest song competition, Ms. Retta, but they also won the game, so they get their candy. Are they allowed to eat candy in school? Brother Don, can they eat candy in school? If the teachers give it to them? Oh, if I give it to them. Okay. Well, here we go. Here's the candy for their side, for the winning side. There you go.
Usually that bonus comes up a lot.
There you go. Good job. Grab that candy, any of it that's loose. It's yours. Merry Christmas. All righty. Let's give our winning side a big hand. Good job for the winners. Okay. Well, our time is up. And now we must say goodbye. You get to go back to class. You got all your candy? You did a great job today being really good. Didn't they, Miss Serretta?
Yes, sir.
They was really, really good. All righty. So, let's have a word of prayer and we'll dismiss you here. All righty, went inside. Have you a seat. Did you get all your candy picked up? It looks like it. Okay, very good. All right, let's pray. Jesus, we love you and thank you for the day and the fun time we had in here in chapel. I pray you'd help the boys and girls to be on their best behavior, help them to learn some things today while they're in class. And we ask this in your name. Amen. All righty. teachers, you are dismissed accordingly, and we're all done.